Americans, this is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news. Left on her own with just a high school education did not stop Betty. She went to work, supported six children. Didn't stop her from enrolling in college either, at age 50. Eventually earning a master's degree in education. Now Betty is 81, an active cyclist and hiker and a world traveler, and she is not going to let osteoporosis get in the way. She knows about taking Citracal calcium, how important it is to protect her bone health, how calcium can help reduce hip fractures. Now Betty can choose between the tablets and the delicious Citracal Creamy Bites. The Creamy Bites. Citracal offers unsurpassed calcium absorption, can even be taken with or without meals. Learn more about how Betty stands strong by logging on to standstrong.com. And while you're logged on, why don't you tell us about somebody in your acquaintance, maybe in your own household, a Stand Strong woman who deserves to be saluted. While you're there, enter the My Life, My Time sweepstakes. You'll have a chance to win a fabulous trip to scenic Arizona. Enter by February 8, 2007. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Citracal Calcium. Stand strong. President Bush is headed home. He and Maliki sent word to the world that they want to speed up the handover of security to Iraqi forces, but neither gave even a clue as to how. Iraq's underlying problem remains. Sectarian militias infiltrating government, police involved in reprisal killings. In short, Iraq is tearing itself apart. We have troops in Afghanistan also, and there we are racing against winter's snow, trying to deliver food to isolated villages, 23,000 tons of wheat, beans, oil, for starving people in a land where many mountain passes are already impassable. At the same time, Hezbollah, dealing from the bottom of the deck, Hezbollah and its allies are seeking to mobilize mass protests in Beirut, Lebanon. In Beirut, Lebanon, tomorrow, Friday, to try to bring down that government. Our first big winter storm spilled more rain and more snow on Seattle than that city has ever before experienced in 1 month, 15.45 inches. The mass of the mess is moving east, winter warnings from Texas to Illinois. Most airports are adjusting schedules today. Dallas is switching things around to try to stay ahead of the weather. On the medical front, Mayo Clinic is on the trail of something potentially significant. Lab evidence, if confirmed, offers us a new answer to cancer. Non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs may prevent cancer of the colon, of the lung, or esophageal cancers. It appears that some of the biological processes which cause inflammation may also be involved in developing cancer. That should allow you to ensure your health, at least to a degree, with anti-inflammatories. If your GP or your specialist says take a little aspirin, take a little aspirin. You can run, but you can't hide. The paradise island of Barbados in the Caribbean has been corrupted. Sap-sucking insects from somewhere are draining the life out of flowers and food crops. Whole fields of peanuts and peppers and eggplants, once end to end on that verdant island, are dead and wilting. And at the same time, enormous, ravenous African snails, as big as your hand, are obliterating what's left. And they, through their mucus, are carriers of disease. In Barbados. And now page two. You can cut your heating bills in half this winter. In half, you can cut your heating bills 50% this winter if you'll telephone 1-800-866-8090. I know it sounds too good to be true. It's not. You can lower the thermostats in the whole house and still be snug and warm if you'll call now, 1-800-866-8090. Get yourself the new Eden Pure, the portable heater, which heats a large room in minutes, safe to touch even for children or pets, and the Eden Pure will pay for itself this winter. 1-800-866-8090. By the way, you can go online at EdenPureHeater.com. EdenPureHeater.com. Ultimately safe and ultimately efficient, so let's telephone 1-800-866-8090. Nancy Reagan and daughter Patty Davis are together in deference to the man they both loved. They are together in asking President Bush, please, not to veto again our nation's chance for stem cell benefits. A shortcut in the election process today in Memphis, Tennessee. The mayor, Willie Harrington, will put on the gloves and go three rounds with Smokin' Joe Frazier. Winner take all. I mean it. The winner will be the next mayor. You'll see. How would you like to live in a country where one in every 32 adults is in prison? Well, you do. One in every 32 American adults is now behind bars or on probation or parole. And our prison population of women is increasing fastest. Seems such a long time ago that I strolled the woodland of Maine with Senator Ed Muskie. My gentle friend was in trouble. Now, with Walter Lippmann, I've always believed that a newsman should keep a little airspace between himself and the newsmakers. You can't call a man by his first name and then evaluate his judgment with objectivity. But I have made exceptions, and my friend running for president had referenced French Canadians in a manner which was misinterpreted by them. Trying to explain, he had left the platform in tears and his campaign was in tatters. I knew that he would head for the forest near his modest home. He always did. From his modest home in Rumford, he always took his aching heart in troubled times into the woodland. And I found him there, and the two of us strolled the woodland, mostly in silence. My friend died of a broken heart in 1996. Today on my Chicago desk is a proposal by the Plum Creek Timber Company for the largest ever development project in all of northern Maine. And Maine's Land Use Regulation Commission is seeking to evaluate the wisdom of surrounding Moosehead Lake with 1,000 houses and 2 enormous resorts and an industrial park. And I have no specific interest in the area. I have no roots there, except that I was there once upon a time. And while I cannot speak for the spruce trees and the balsam fir and the ash and the birch and the pine needles generations deep, may I ask the commissioners who will pass judgment mostly on the dollars and cents of it, may I respectfully ask what I did ask of my adopted home state of Arizona? How much is a sunset worth or a sunrise? In Phoenix, they set the sum. And they are paying the price. Page 3.
Lawyer, doctor, teacher, pilot.
What did you want to be when you grew up?
Architect, actor, politician, writer.
What does your child want to be?
Musician, scientist, chef.
Well, if you struggle with reading, both of you have little chance of becoming any of those things. But nothing's worse than giving up on your dreams. That's why with family learning programs,